Proclamation number 6731, dated the January 8, 1957. The Vineyard Laborer's Task. Every person's task on earth is to place himself in a state which allows for heartfelt contact with me in order to then be active as my laborer on earth and to participate in redemptive work by informing their fellow human beings of their task on earth so that they will not live their lives on earth as human beings in vain, but that it will result in the soul's freedom after an infinitely long time of constraint. And a person who has decided to be of active service in my vineyard shall also make every effort to perform the duty I have assigned to him. He should only ever wait for my instructions, which he can feel within himself if he cannot hear them through the inner word. For each person is assigned a position in which he can make best use of his strength. I need faithful vineyard laborers everywhere. Diligent work shall be done for me and my kingdom in all places, and wherever I kindle a light it should be carefully guarded so that it will not be extinguished and darkness spread across people who are in most urgent need of light. I will bless the silent, diligent work of every servant. Such work will never be done in vain, because all sources of light, all places where work is done for my kingdom, are surrounded by souls which have already departed from earth but which need just as much help as the people on earth. These souls, however, will generally stay where they had lived on earth, for they are repeatedly attracted by these places for as long as they are not yet mature enough to be admitted wherever merely a light is shining for them. During these lost days there is great spiritual adversity on earth as well as in the beyond, because the act of renewed banishment must be feared by all souls which cannot obtain a small ray of light prior to this. The beings of darkness have no idea of the fate awaiting them, but they feel a turmoil in their spheres and are also called, time and again, by the beings of light or led to sources of light, which I have made accessible for this reason. It is therefore the task of every servant in my vineyard to be fully committed to his duty and not to shy away from difficulties, because I can and will resolve them as soon as I recognize my servant's willingness to accomplish his task on earth. No insurmountable obstacles exist for me, be they of a spiritual or earthly nature. With my strength every servant in my vineyard will always be able to work successfully, for it will be bestowed upon the person who wants to use it for me and my kingdom to benefit the unredeemed souls. And a vast amount of detailed work needs to be done, for this incorporates the blessing. So no one should shy away from this effort and, least of all, those who have already started to work for me and my kingdom, who thus voluntarily offered their service to me and to whom I have assigned their place. Nothing happens by chance, nothing is determined by your own will once it is inclined towards me. But my adversary will want to hinder you. He will try everything in his power to keep you from your redemptive activity, and therefore you will have to fight against difficulties. But do you doubt the fact that my power is greater? Do you doubt that I will, time and again, find ways and means when it comes to being active according to my will? However, I also expect you to strongly believe in my help and your constant willingness of continuing a work which has already begun for me and my kingdom. You must fight but not let my adversary become victorious. Then my blessing will also rest upon you and your actions. Amen.